Well, in boys basketball action last night, it was some semifinals from around the area, and in Class 4A, Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln beat Lewis Central 54-38. Also, it was Sioux City East over Sioux City North 78-56. Elsewhere in Class 4A boys semifinal action, it was Ames over Waukee 62-46. Des Moines Hoover beating Fort Dodge 46-33. Cedar Falls was a 70-53 winner over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. The Linmar boys beat Waterloo East 79-63 in a 4A semifinal. It was Dubuque Hempstead over Davenport Central 42-38. Dubuque Senior beating North Scott Eldridge 39-32. Other 4A action saw Muscatine down Clinton 62-52. It was Pleasant Valley over Bettendorf 48-33. Iowa City High beat Prairie Cedar Rapids 66-55 in boys hoops. Iowa City West was a 73-48 winner over Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Ankeny down Des Moines North 76-46. Dowling Catholic picked up a 69-34 win over Urbandale. Also, Ankeny Centennial beat Southeast Polk 62-57. And it was West Des Moines Valley over Des Moines Roosevelt 51-27 in boys 4A semifinal action. Semifinal action continues tonight in the listening area. All games getting underway at 7 o'clock. And in Class 1A here at Atlantic, it'll be Nottoway Valley, an 18-6 team on the season, taking on IKM Manning, which is 21-2 for the season thus far. Over at Council Bluffs in Class 1A, it'll be Council Bluffs, it'll be Stanton taking on Council Bluffs St. Albert. Stanton's 22-2 on the season. St. Albert is 14-9. Class 2A semifinal action set for MOC Floyd Valley tonight at 7 o'clock. Sioux Center will be pitted against Hull Western Christian. It'll be Des Moines Christian taking on Panorama at Waukee. And in a game to be played at Harlan in Class 2A, it'll be Traynor taking on Kemper Catholic. Traynor is 21-2 on the season, while Kemper is at 17-6. A group of Iowa high school students has been admonished for seemingly using Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's name as a racial insult during a boys' basketball game. The chant occurred Monday during a playoff game between Dallas Center Grimes in West Des Moines, a largely white school, and Perry, a more diverse school north of Des Moines. According to DCG Activities Director Steve Watson, roughly a dozen students out of the 120 or so in attendance at the game chanted Trump's name after their team lost to Perry. Trump has drawn fire for saying that illegal immigration from Mexico brings rapists and drug dealers into the U.S. and other controversial statements. Watson says the chant was uttered three or four times before the administrators stepped in and stopped the students. He declined to say whether the students were disciplined, citing privacy policies. In women's college basketball action Friday, it was Drake over Loyola of Chicago, 91-61, and Northern Iowa beating Bradley, 65-41. Other top 25 women's college basketball action includes 13th-ranked Stanford over number 7 Oregon State, 76-54. 9th-ranked Arizona State was a 50-45 winner over Southern Cal in women's basketball. And 14th-ranked UCLA beat Arizona, 80-53. The 17th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones men's team will be looking to bounce back from a loss at West Virginia when they host Kansas State tonight in Big 12 action. The Cyclones are 8-7 in the league race and host a Wildcat team that Coach Steve Prohm says is much better than its 15-3 overall record.
I think they've lost 11 of their 12 or 12 of their 13 losses against top 30 RPI teams. And so obviously we know it's going to be a tough game, a physical game. Really got to do a great job keeping them out of the paint and rebounding the ball.
Iowa State is currently tied in sixth place with Texas Tech. And Prohm says with three games remaining, it's time to gear up for the postseason.
And then I'll talk to them about, you know, just a little bit about the commitment and a little bit about the emotion part of it, and just you know really just being there for one another as we go down this stretch run. And so you know, obviously March is a great month, but we got two home games we got to take care of business with before we even start thinking about tournaments or Big 12 NCAAs.
Senior forward Abdel Nader said the Cyclones want to bounce back with a strong effort.
I think we all have a bad taste in our mouth after leaving West Virginia, but we're all ready to go. Get a good one against Kansas State.
Defense and rebounding have been issues in the past few weeks. The Cyclones have given up an average of 94 points in their last three losses.
I know everybody wants to talk about defense right now. Obviously, we gave up a bunch of points, but I think we're deep. All season, we've been playing defense pretty well. So, I mean, one or two games with a lapse in the defensive end, yeah, it's not the best case, but the fact that we've shown stretches that we can defend and all those things is good signs.
Despite struggling to stay on the top half of the league race, Nader said the Cyclones have not lost confidence.
I don't think it's gone down or gone up. I don't think it's been any different. I think we're all pretty confident in our abilities individually and as a team. So I don't think that's the issue. I mean, when you lose a couple games, everything gets magnified. When you win, all those things get covered up. So just a matter of a couple possessions here and there.
Iowa State is 19-9 overall. Tip-off from Hilton Coliseum is set for 5 o'clock this afternoon. Elsewhere in college basketball news, the Atlantic Coast Conference has reprimanded Duke guard Grayson Allen for an incident involving Florida State's Xavier Rathan-Mayes on Thursday. The league has issued a 3-paragraph statement saying Allen was reprimanded for his, quote, involvement in the tripping of Rathan-Mayes. ACC officials say the matter is closed and they will not comment further. Allen stuck his left leg out and tripped Rathan-Mayes with 3.4 seconds left in number 15 Duke's 80-65 home victory. And Washington coach Lorenzo Romar has been reprimanded by the Pac-12 conference for comments he made after the Huskies were beaten Wednesday by Oregon State on Stephen Thompson Jr.'s 3-pointer at the buzzer. Washington had asked for an official's review of how the final moments were handled after it appeared the game clock started late and Thompson shuffled his feet before releasing the shot. The conference said the closing seconds were handled properly and the reprimand was given because of Romar's comments questioning the officiating. In the NBA, Friday, it was Charlotte defeating Indiana 96-95, Washington over Philadelphia 103-94, Toronto beat Cleveland 99-97, New York was a 108-95 winner over Orlando. Also in NBA action, Atlanta beat Chicago 103-88. In overtime, it was Dallas getting past Denver 122-116. The LA Clippers were a 117-107 winner over Sacramento, and Memphis beat the LA Lakers 112-95. In hockey, Boston beat Carolina 4-1. Washington was a 3-2 winner over Minnesota. Tampa Bay beat New Jersey 4-0. In overtime, it was Anaheim beating Edmonton 2-1 and Buffalo over San Jose by a score of 3-1. That is a check of sports this hour here on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.